New England Coordinated Procurement Nets 173 Megawatts of New Solar, written by John Lamson, and read by an automated voice. Representatives of Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont have selected a cumulative 173 megawatts of new solar generation through a coordinated procurement process, the states announced December 18. The expedited process was aimed at procuring advanced stage projects that could take advantage of expiring federal clean energy tax credits. The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, or DEEP, initiated the process with a request for proposals issued September 10 and proposals due October 10. The solicitation was open to renewable resources including onshore wind, solar, and co-located storage. The RFP noted that DEEP would coordinate bid evaluation and selection with any New England states that opted to join the procurement. The project selections include Barita Solar in Panton, Vermont, Husky Solar in Plainfield, Connecticut, Fairhaven Solar in Fairhaven, Vermont, Knox Solar Energy Center in Warren, Maine, Turner Meadow Solar Station in Turner, Maine. DEEP selected about 67 megawatts across three projects. The Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources selected about 41 megawatts across two projects. The Maine PUC selected about 51 megawatts across five projects. And Vermont utility Green Mountain Power selected about 14 megawatts from one project. All projects are expected to be in service by the end of 2030. The process highlights increased collaboration among New England states to procure clean energy and transmission. Massachusetts collaborated with Rhode Island and Connecticut on an offshore wind procurement in 2024, and the six New England states worked with ISO New England to establish the new longer-term transmission planning, or LTTP, process. The first LTTP procurement focused on onshore wind development in Maine. Meanwhile, the Maine PUC is hoping to work with other states on an onshore wind and transmission solicitation intended to complement the ongoing LTTP procurement. Announcing the solar selection, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, or D, said regional collaboration is critical to expanding and diversifying our energy supply, especially as we work to bring down the cost of electricity for Connecticut ratepayers. By working together with New England state partners and working quickly to take advantage of competitively priced projects, we are able to secure greater affordability and reliability benefits for Connecticut at a fraction of the cost, DEEP Commissioner Katie Dykes said. Multi-state procurements are becoming much more of the norm than the exception, Dykes said at an industry event earlier in December. Aidan Foley, CEO of Glenvale Solar, the developer of the Knox Solar Energy Center and Turner Meadow Solar Station, applauded the state's resolve to advancing low-cost, locally produced, carbon-free energy, adding that the selections will benefit communities and energy consumers throughout New England for decades to come.